Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, question in today from Val Opperman. Val's asking about gear and specifically about compression socks. We've spoken about it before here on the podcast, but the jury, I think, is still out. A lot of people swear by them. A lot of people think they snake oil and they're absolutely rubbish. What's the deal? Compression socks or not, and what's the latest scientific evidence relating to the benefits of using them?
You left out the third category. There's that category of hardcore runner that when they see someone wearing compression socks, only one thing goes through their mind.
And what's
that? That oak is not beating me. So I actually had a funny story. I had a friend who was supposed to jog a marathon and I said, what happened? And that's exactly what he said. I saw a guy in compression socks and that oak was not going to beat me. So look, from a scientific point of view, the research that they've shown, there's certainly a positive signs that compression helps to reduce the early onset of inflammation, which means that it certainly reduces the pain while running. So a lot of people report that they're not nearly as sore if they run longer distances wearing compression socks. There's also evidence which shows that the post-exercise pain is not as bad if you are using compression socks. It's supposed to also help with circulation, but I haven't seen too much of that in the research, so I won't comment too much about that. As I always say to people, though, it does come with a warning. If you are susceptible to something called compartment pressure syndrome, or if when you run, you do tend to experience quite tight burning calves, often compression socks, in fact, don't help that. They make it worse. So it's one of those things that you've got to try. If it feels good and it's working for you, then roll with it. As a recovery modality, there is some evidence from some Japanese researchers that shows that if we stunt the inflammation process too much, that it's actually slowing down our long-term improvement, our short-term improvements, because the reaction of our body to repair some of that damage in fact makes us stronger and better able to participate or to improve going into the future. So the jury's still out a little bit there. That's one piece of research that I've seen that maybe says that if we are a little sore, we should let that process continue. But in the short term, I think more people get benefits out of using compression gear and using things that help them to recover faster. So try it, and if it feels good while you're running with it, then keep going with it.
And some people just think they look cool in them. So if that makes you feel good, then run in them. What do you say, Lindsay?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not only road running, but many sports. It's really not about how good you are, but how good you look. So if you fall into that category and you feel like you look quite athletic and smart in your compression gear, then by all means, go for it.
Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. Val, thank you for your question today on the Ask Coach Perry podcast as well. We're back again with another edition in just a couple of days' time from the two of us. It's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.